Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Well, after 2 weeks of preseason contests, training camps, practices, scrums, shoot-arounds, whatever you want to call them, NBA basketball is back here in Central Florida, and oh, what a ride this campaign's going to be. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. My name is Aaron Berlin. The text line, as always, is 50857. That's 50857. The call-in number, if you want to give your thoughts, if you want to participate, mark it down, or save it in your iPhone. That's 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. That is the number that you call throughout the course of the show to get in contact with us. My name is Aaron Berlin. Our producer for today's show is the one and only Cody Clark. Cody did a good job of pulling some things throughout the course of today's show, but everything for this season, for the next 6 months, is about not only the story of this Magic basketball team, but everything that has come before it. All 29 teams that Central Florida has run out there. Some of them have been outstanding teams, most notably the finals teams in 94 and 95 and the finals team in 2009. And there have been some not so good teams along the way, but there have been some teams throughout the course of those 29 years that have opened our eyes. The heart and hustle teams, the teams that have surprised us along the way, and then the teams that met their sea level expectations. We're going to celebrate all of those teams throughout the course of the next 6 months. But tonight's game is a focus on opening night. It is one of the grandest stages, and when everyone mentions opening day in baseball, the reason they get so excited, optimism. Everyone is at zero. There is hope. There is interest. And I'm here to tell you that every season is a new beginning, a new chapter. Regardless of what you think the roster is heading into the start of a campaign, regardless of what the team was the year before, they all start with zeros, and they can surprise you along the way. Now, tonight, the Orlando Magic, a team that finished 25-57 a year ago, are trying new things. New front office a year and a half ago, a new head coach in Steve Clifford this year. They're trying to squash a run of six successive seasons without an appearance in the NBA's second season. And what I mean by that, without an appearance in the playoffs. Is it possible? Yes. If you listen to the win projections, people say, well, 30 and a half. Have to be a really bad Eastern Conference to get there based on that. But there's hope, there's optimism, and the only way to get there is to know where you're going from there. They'll begin that trek tonight with 115th rendition of the Sunshine State rivalry. That is against their foe, the Miami Heat. An opening night that has now been run back three straight times. This is the seventh time in league history that these two teams have done that. So it should be a fun one down at the AC. But today's show is a little bit different. Yes, I can sit here and talk about those win projection numbers because I know that's what everybody wants to talk about. But there'll be other days for that. Today is a focus on the Magic, it's on opening night, and it's on this franchise, and that's what we're going to get to here in a matter of moments. All right, Magic fans, don't miss your chance to be a part of history during the 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital. See teams like the Los Angeles Lakers, Boston Celtics, and the defending champion Golden State Warriors as they visit the Amway Center. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. It's pure magic. All right, Cody, hit it.
What's trending now?
Magic players assembled after the game Friday night. Horace Grant told them to look up at the scoreboard. Remember that feeling when you come out Sunday? I think they got the message. Thompson's free throw is rattling out. No good. Rebound Indiana. Time expired, and that's the end of the game. The Magic say, why not us? Why not now? And that sound you hear is the Houston Rockets team plane cranking up to come to Orlando. The final score, the Magic 105, Indiana 81. The Magic win the Eastern Conference. Nick Anderson stole the ball. Nick Anderson stole the ball for Michael Jordan.
11 seconds left. West front court. Hedo steals it. He'll bring it front court with 6 seconds left. And that will do it. Game, set, match. Can somebody show us the way to California? The Orlando Magic are going to the NBA Finals. Abracadabra!
So throughout the 29 years of Magic basketball, they played roughly, what, 2,375 regular season games? give or take a game or two, depending on how many games are actually played in the season, whether or not there was a lockout. But when I think of Magic basketball, and this is someone who's been with the organization for 5 years, those are the three defining moments I think of, right? Those are the three moments that probably stick in every diehard Magic fan's head, right? The Eastern Conference Finals win in 94-95 that advanced to the finals. They eventually lost 0-4. The finals appearance in 2009 and Nick Anderson's great steal against Michael Jordan. Those are the defining ones. Those are the ones we all know and love, and those are the calls that we all love. But what about that next tier? What about those next magical moments that we all think about? What defining order do they go in? When I was sitting down in my living room this morning, having a cup of coffee, thinking about how we were going to lay out today's show, that was the big question that sat in my mind. Where would you rank, you know, Shaq's breaking the backboard, T-Mac 62, Hito Turkoglu's big three in those 09 Eastern Conference? What were they? The quarterfinals at that point. They were the first round. Where would you put those, and what other moments would you throw in there? So I've identified three. You guys can love them or hate them. You can give me your calls at 407-447-2145. The text line is 50857. That's 50857. But the number four moment, behind those three, the finals appearances and Nick Anderson stealing the ball, the number four moment in Magic history to me is this one right here, Cody.
Scott Skiles with the ball, right side, gives to Bowie, driving the lane, running one-hander, is off. Shaquille stuffs it back in and almost pulled the goal down. He did pull the goal down. Shaquille O'Neal knocked the goal all the way down, almost to the floor. This is incredible. The crowd is stunned, breathless.
So we had seen him do it before, right? He did it once at LSU. He did it twice as a member of the Orlando Magic. But why is that such a defining moment? Because the Magic the year before had won 18 contests. In Shaq's rookie year, he took that team to a C-level club at 41-41. And what that moment did right there, what that moment legitimized, was one, that Shaq was a superstar in this league, that he was going to be able to do that against quality NBA competition, and that the Magic had a star. In the infancy of their franchise, they had a legitimate all-star, a legitimate player, and someone that made this team a force to be reckoned with. That rookie campaign, 23.5 points, 13.9 rebounds, and he had a ton of blocks. It's incredible. And when you think of that moment, I think you also think of this one, too.
All right, down on the floor, and now they're chanting, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, goodbye. The well-known tune that is used so often in sports, it seems, these days at the end of games to send the other team home and when they're headed out of your building with a loss. But obviously they're saying goodbye to the Boston Garden here.
Boston Garden is now closed.
Right. Boston Garden is now closed. One of the most iconic sentences that I think that we've heard in Central Florida in a long time. And a moment provided by Shaquille O'Neal. Look, love or hate Shaquille O'Neal for everything that happened during his time here, you can't deny those two moments in particular. Now, why was that Garden moment so big? It gave the Magic their first playoff series win. They took down an NBA titan and the Boston Celtics in the process. And maybe if you don't win that game, you don't go into that series 1-1, you lose that game, you fall behind 1-2. Maybe that 94-95 team, those teams with Shaq, Penny, Horace, all of them, maybe they don't get back to another NBA Finals because it didn't happen. So maybe you only have one of that step. All right, in the same kind of vein, in the same kind of book, Hito Turkoglu's big three in 2009 in the first round of the playoffs has to be in there.
Everything on the line here, and here we go. Courtney looking. Hito runs to him and receives. Shot clock off, 11 seconds left. Everything on the line. Here's Hito dribbling right around Richard. 7 seconds left. 6, 5, 4. Hito still with the ball. 3. He'll rise. 4-3. It's up. It's in. Ring a bell in Philadelphia. A triple try. Hito Turkoglu right between the eyes and a Magic lead by 3.
So that was game 4. Magic were down 2-1 heading into Philadelphia. Hito Turkoglu, Mr. Fourth Quarter. The Magic give him the basketball and he does his thing and he hits his 3. Same vein as what happened with that Boston Celtics series in 94-95, right? You don't win that game. Who knows what happens when you go back to Orlando? Instead of being up, what was it, 1-1? instead of being up, or instead of being up in that series, because that was game four. You go back to Orlando, maybe you don't close it out in game five and six. You remember, Dwight Howard was suspended in game six. So if you're getting at the point of what these meanings mean to me, they all have significance meaning in the eventual plot line and the eventual stories of those teams that went on to win finals runs. And that is why they are big. And some other moments that we identified, one was definitely Dwight Howard's late alley-oop. And then also T-Mac's 62 points that won that game 108-99. So those are my big moments. I want to hear from you guys. 407-447-2145-508-57. Choose any seven games with an Orlando Magic Flex plan. Choose the best seats to the best games and save big off gate prices. See top opponents all season long, like the Golden State Warriors or LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. All you got to do, call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your Flex plan today. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. When we come back, we'll talk to the one and only Dennis Newman as well as Richie Adubato. It is opening night down at the AC. So we'll take a trip down I-4. We'll talk to those guys, see what the atmosphere is like inside the arena. Tickets are still available if you want to go, if you want to kind of do something with your Wednesday night, if you want to watch a great event, head to OrlandoMagic.com. You can get your tickets there. On the other side, we'll talk to the D-Man himself. We'll be back in just a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime. Redefined.
Hedo will inbound it to hash mark as we look across the way. Hedo looking, throws it to the rim. He's got Howard. He dumped it down. He dumped it down. Magic win.
So that was Dwight Howard's last second alley-oop against San Antonio. Great Dennis Newman on the call. We were talking earlier in the first segment about what our three favorite moments were outside of the finals run and Nick Anderson stealing the ball, because we kind of anointed those our top three. Just a reminder, Magic fans, now is the time to sign up for the Papa John's Buzzer Beater. Get text alerts with great offers to buy last-minute Magic tickets at unbelievable prices. With a ticket deal coming soon, you don't want to miss out. Sign up today and save big at OrlandoMagic.com/buzzer beater. Sorry, try saving that three times too fast. Tonight it is the Orlando Magic and the Miami Heat live for the Amway Center. It is opening night, the 30th rendition for the Orlando Magic, and so we go to the lovely Amway Center, and we go to the radio deck, and we talk with the one and only Dennis Newman. Dennis, always great to hear from you. Always great to chat with you. How's it going, my man?
It's good, Aaron. I'm looking forward to this. Get this underway. I love games that count. I'd much rather play games that count than those that don't. This will be fun tonight.
I was going to say, when I worked in minor league baseball, you know, we played 144 exhibition games, and there's nothing worse than playing games that don't actually mean anything. Tonight they count. And, you know, Dennis, I was thinking about this. Opening night, whether it's in any sport, is a great moment. It's a great event. And you've been fortunate enough to cover this team since 89. Your first year as an employee was 1991. Just with how big the NBA has gotten in that time, how much has opening night changed? And how much has kind of just what we put into these opening nights changed for you?
You know, that's a great question, Aaron, and I think you're right. Opening night is special. There's no question about it. You know, we heard Steve Clifford say tonight, number one is just as important as number 82, and we know that's true, but there's always something about opening night because everybody starts 0-0. It's a new season. Everybody's optimistic, and it's just a lot of fun. Always has been. I go back to that first night, and so many people here in this building were part of it, and a lot of people have heard about it over the years, but that first night back in 89, it was so exciting at the old arena just to experience an NBA team in Orlando. We've had some great opening nights over the years. Some amazing things have happened on opening night. But I think it is special in a different way. It's just so much You know, there's so much excitement, enthusiasm, and I think anticipation for the season to come. It just makes it a special night always.
Well, was that first year with Shaq and Penny side by side, was that a pretty special one?
It was, absolutely. And I'm trying to think what year that would have been, what, 93, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, absolutely, because you knew something was special. You know, I thought the first year that Shaq came, that first game, I remember it well. I've told this story a couple of times because it was against Miami. If I remember, it was in Miami, and I remember a quote from Scott Skiles. This was on the floor after Shaq dunked on Ronnie Sykley, first play of the game or second play of the game, and Skiles looks over at Ronnie Sykley with a big smile, a smirk on his face, and says, "It's a whole new world, Ronnie." And, you know, it's just a fun night, always is, and that one will always be remembered fondly by me.
That's pretty special. And those are the moments that you really cherish. Right now, talking with Dennis Newman, you're hearing tonight on the Magic Radio Network as the Magic gets set to take on their interstate foe, that is the Miami Heat. Dennis, you mentioned that, believe it or not, this is the seventh time that these two teams have met on opening night. It is the third straight year that they've done it in Orlando. I love starting the season against the Miami Heat. I love that we started in Orlando the last 3 years. But this one means a lot, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's part of the NBA, just trying to, I think, spark maybe some rivalries around the league. You look at a lot of the starting games for teams, and it's kind of that rival situation. And some people will say this isn't a rivalry. I disagree. Then again, I think, you know, all 29 teams that you play during the NBA season, it's a rivalry, or it better be a rivalry, or you're in trouble. But, yeah, this is special. There's no question about it. We've only got two NBA teams in this state, and they will play tonight, have played the last three nights on opening night, and makes it kind of fun.
All right, now let's talk about this Miami Heat team, Dennis. 44 wins a year ago. They finished sixth in the Eastern Conference. Pretty much the same contention of players. And, you know, one guy that's really bothered this Magic team, when I looked up his numbers earlier this year, it's hard to believe that Dwayne Wade has scored more points against the Orlando Magic than any other Eastern Conference team in his storied 16-year career. It'll be nice to see him go, but also people in Orlando should probably cherish these last two games, shouldn't they?
I would think so, because this, says Dwayne Wade, is it. This is the last dance, so it'll be fun to watch him play. I think if you're a Heat fan, I don't think if you play against him, Steve Clifford talked about this pregame as well. This is not a good guy to scheme against and try to stop. And now Eric Spoelstra has him coming off the bench this year, so what a weapon to use him off the bench. 12-time All-Star, he can come in and just bolster what you've already done with your starters. Pretty nice piece to have in your offense.
Dwayne Wade against the Magic, 24.5 points in 49 total games. These two teams will meet a total of four times this year. But Dennis, I don't want to discount anything that Nick Vucevic has done in his career against these Miami Heat. You know, one thing we always highlight when these two teams get together is that center position, and that's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Whiteside opposite of Vooch. And then when you throw Bamba in the mix, it could get interesting down there.
Yeah, it really could. And interesting, too, tonight, Rich, or we find out, Richie just sat down, by the way, we find out that Derek Jones Jr. probably will start at the power forward spot tonight at 6'7". I'm guessing he would match up with Jonathan Isaac, and what do we list Jonathan at, 6'12"? That's quite an advantage, although Jones known for, you know, he hangs out in the stratosphere. He can get up there a little bit, but that is an interesting matchup to keep an eye on tonight. So, yeah, I think this will be fun, and Vooch always has seemingly played well against not only the Heat, but he seems like he's played well over the years against Whiteside. Remember, Whiteside came in here last year on opening night, had a tremendous night. 26 points, 22 rebounds, and the Magic still somehow, some way managed to win that game.
Well, you tell me that, and I'm getting excited over here, Dennis. Magic and Heat getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time. We get underway on the network with Magic Tonight and Brandon Kravitz beginning at about 6:32, so we're just about 40 minutes away from tip-off in downtown Orlando. All right, Dennis, one thing I want to talk to you about. The rookie Mo Bamba, we saw some flashes in the preseason. We also saw him sit a few games. Tonight for him, for a rookie getting to play his home opener, getting to play his NBA debut, how big of a night tonight is it for Mo Bamba?
Well, it's huge. I think if you look at perspective, I thought it was interesting to listen to what Mo said, you know, what he thought about it. He said, "Hey, you know, it's just a game. You know, I'm excited about it, but I don't have butterflies flying. I mean, this is just another basketball game, and it's my first in the NBA." So he realizes the significance, but he doesn't seem, challenged by it at all. He just feels like this is what he does now for a living. Let's go out and do it. you know, what we saw in the preseason from Mo Bamba, there's some good signs there. You look at the numbers closely. There were some really good things happen on the defensive end for the Magic in that preseason. Bamba right in the middle of it. If the Magic can continue the kinds of things we saw there statistically on the defensive end, well, that just portends great things for this team on the season.
Dennis, can you ever remember a rookie being as calculated in what he says as Mo Bamba?
No. In fact, I've said that to a number of people. I've never heard a rookie speak as well ever in the NBA. I've never heard a guy with a command of the language like Mo Bamba has at 20 years old, his first year in the NBA. I mean, it's incredible. It's a tribute not only to his parents, to the schools he's gone to Mo himself, obviously hard work, but just a tremendously gifted speaker of the English language. He's fun to listen to, and he's an interesting guy to talk to. So I think Magic fans are going to love not only what this guy does on the court, but hearing him off the court.
I was going to say, Dennis, I'm 29 years old, and I wish I had the same kind of command of the English language as he did. And I speak for a living. That's a problem, isn't it?
I'm with you. I feel the same way. He has an amazing gift for the language.
All right, Dennis, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. It should be a lot of fun when you and your partner Richie get underway in just about 30 minutes.
Thanks, Aaron. Look to really have a great season with you and the team, and should be good. Let's start it out well tonight here against the Heat.
Absolutely. I like the sound of that. Magic and Heat getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time. You can catch it on the Magic Radio Network, but that'll do it for us here at Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, our all-new, all-inclusive suite package ensures your next Orlando Magic experience is a cut above the rest. Mingle, dine, and relax with food and beverage from the comfort of a private suite. All you got to do, call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase yours today and ask about our all-new inclusive packages. Well, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Brandon Kravitz, Magic Drive Time, the Magic Radio Network is next.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.